Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need is
to believe. Can I hear you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah, you know, and everybody in this place, we have all planned for our future somehow. Is that true? Somehow we have all planned for our future. Most of you are on pension schemes, national or state pension scheme. Some of us are on private pension scheme. Some of you have even planned your future. You've gone to the point of having life insurance schemes. Life insurance scheme. In other words, should you die, all those monies should be given to your next of kin, especially your children. Should be given to them. I hear things like he's the breadwinner. And so when the breadwinner is not there, whatever that he was doing for should be given to their next of kin. It's some kind of planning. I mean, Jesus said, you know, which of you want to build a city and does not first sit down and count the cost? Another version says he does not sit down and plan. I mean, I cannot stand believers who don't plan. The children of this world in their generation are wiser than the children of light. It provokes me. Say, we numfor are getting wiser than me. How? Because we fail to plan. We fail to prioritize. We fail to do all the essential things and the fundamental, the rudimental thing. We fail to do that. And ladies and gentlemen, so we put some form of planning together. Do you need it? How come we can't put some planning after this life? Because this life is very temporary. A young man who died on Saturday dawn, into Sunday morning. Very fine guy. I looked at the guy and then I realized, hey, what's the nipa you care for? If it's a nipa, it will be a biko. We have a place to go. We are passing through at the moment. 40 something years. A guy is like my age. He's my age. He had an accident right close to where Papa Francis Kwesi Amoako had his accident. Apam Junction. We went to Cape Coast University last week. Same place we passed. The young man was also driving in the night and died. Tiania intimidio will be wow. Me junior maybe and I'm swamming. I look at the 41 people who were on the Moscow airline, which crashed yesterday. As a matter of fact, it did not really crash. Flight, you know, when it went up, it met a thunder strike. I grabbed the Jesse plane. The plane caught fire. So the pilot decided to turn the aircraft and land. Whilst he was turning the aircraft started burning from the tail or the rear area of the aircraft. And the people have strictly told you, don't leave your seat, be in your seat belt. And the fire is burning people's children, people's husbands, people's brothers, people's sisters and children. You wouldn't believe. A flight attendant, he was at, you know, they call those seats jump seats. She was on the jump seat in the chair. It's so anymore. And she's sister Ejirebe. You won't believe. By the time the aircraft hit the ground, half of the aircraft was bent. 41 out of 70 died. And Rasam Nam no can you tell you? And Rasam. And Rakuranwa has a mu see one koko and his head. When you're 8 months, a pregnant woman that is pregnant, 8 months pregnant. We die for the body of the daily sacrifice. If we take it away, the Bible said they will replace it with the desolation, the abomination of desolation. And that is why I'm seeing all these kind of things. A pregnant woman, 8 months pregnant, a madman, whether he's a madman, whether he's a demon, whether he's a whatever, can just, you know, pounce on a helpless pregnant woman and mutate her body, to cannot cut her open. The people, the police CID said, when they went, they couldn't collect one piece. They used polythene bags to gather the fragments of the body, mutated body of the pregnant woman. We are in the last days. I'm talking to you, teenager canal. To me, I mean, that all this going on and the church is mute. We don't talk, because if you talk like this, you lose offerings, you lose members, you lose popularity, you lose all that stand. What do we care about loser? What do we care when people are perishing? We need to care. Isn't it amazing that when they thought they would be losing, rather we are doing it and we are gaining? For the name of the Lord and for the kingdom of God. You know, since we started preaching the heart and the will of God, the kingdom and the second coming of Jesus Christ, judgment, the things we have seen, we prophesied many years, we never saw it. The thing must be in the will of God. Was that going to be Shimuma Jesus? Shimuma Chechensi. So this night, you're done, grandson. The abomination of desolation, the Bible said, will be found in the holy place. That is why. Abominations in the house of God. You won't believe. I want us to read, you know, John chapter 6, verse number 66, right up to 68, possibly. And then I am going to allow you to take your seat, and I go to work. 8 o'clock exactly, we are on our way home. And then we come back, 6 o'clock, and the next day, and the next day. We want to work on those lines by the grace of God. We will not waste anybody's time. I mean, we are very serious with what we are doing by the... Me person me wuno me na kanese de tie na me nyanse akoma. I want the Lord to teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. I want the Lord to let me know the days and the dispensation, the time in which we are in. The Bible said the sons of Issachar, who knew the times and knew what Israel ought to do at every given point, they had prophetical insight and prophetical proclivities. The Bible said they determined to Israel, you are in a very defining moment. You cannot joke in the time in which you find yourself. I'm telling you, a brand new woman, I'm telling you, this time, and what's it to me here? More than money, more than silver, more than gold, more than marriage, more than visa. TNA! I tell people, stop chasing vanity and vexation of spirit. Stop chasing, you know, physical and material things. I have seen God bless people with things they never asked for. Stop worrying your head. Leave it to God and breathe. 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 I don't know why so many people are suffocating with worry. Why is it that I'm married? I can't have babies. Why is it that I'm not married and nobody's proposing and all that? Stop the nonsense. Leave it to God and breathe. Leave it to Him and breathe. Am I talking to somebody at all? We ain't going to be pampering you. And then, you know, we are pity partying with people. And Lord will do, don't worry. And He hasn't done it. Stop the nonsense. When we were entering 2019, we never knew that many opportunities that God has opened up to this ministry will come. But that is your God. He just honors you when you don't expect it. Even if you have an expectation, He would do it beyond, far above, far beyond your expectation. I can't hear somebody's voice. Hey! I'm telling you, And so everybody in this place, get a revelation of what we are talking about. Your God is not a wicked God. Your God is not a cruel God. Your God is not like creations like your God is not like that. He is good. His mercies endure. Your God knows how to give good things to his children. Even you who are a human being know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more? I'm talking to the wise tonight. We don't think about that. Our eyes are on the heels of our help, looking up to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. God is able to do it. Leave it to him and breathe. I said, leave it to him and breathe. You are suffocating too much. Allow him and you do the breathing and the relaxation. That is why we don't give too much emphasis to the things that God will do. Leave it to him and breathe. Check your life. God is a good God. Can I have a good amen? Will you read the word? Let's work.
Pastor, John chapter 6, verse 66.
Let's hear the word of God.
Efrain no so no. Na sua fo mu pisa no na chi. No no na nante bi o.
Read.
Ana Yesu sidu mi enu ne se.
Yesu ka che du mi enu ne se.
Mo so pese mu ko bia na.
Mo so pese mu be ko bia na.
Simon Petro bua ne se.
Simon Petro bua se bra de.
E rade hwan che ne be ko.
Anyam kro.
Wo na wo da.
Wo na wo da nkwansam ne agye di.
Ne ehuru so ne Yakobon ko
ni. Nkwansam wo na wo. Wo e bra te wo na wo da nkwansam. And my tree, my poor Christianua, or what damn quansam. Whoa! And I what damn quansam near GED. Near your super so catch them in a set. When you put intimate in us as he's in Chiribo. The reason is because of the sin of Adam. If anybody is going to live and never die, then they will have to accept the Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Then eternal life will have to take over. Because this life, this body is too limited. This mind and brain is extremely limited. He has given you 70 days. And even the 70 days is full of struggles. According to the book of Job. Oh yeah. Didn't he say that in Job chapter number 14? Read verse number 1. Let's hear the word of the Lord. 14 verse 1. A man that is born of a woman has few days to live. So do you know that? When I look at the temporarily, you know, the temporary nature of your life, it really amazes me. You know, when I mean, look at this young man that I was talking about. You know, when I look at this young man that was, had an accident or at a Palm Junction. He's a manager. He has a wife. He is blessed with a nice fleet of cars. Not just one. He has a nice fleet of cars. When they were writing the thing, they made it categorically clear that he was traveling in his private vehicle. In other words, he has an official vehicle also. So he has a fleet. But they made it very clear. They made it very clear that he was driving in his private car. It is an SUV. The guy had an accident. And 40 something, he's gone. A brenaso. A diamano. You can read all kinds of things into it. Demons have killed him and whatever. Road carnage. Our roads are bad. Canada does not learn lessons and all that. You can read all kinds of things, but the young man is dead. Dead! And the moment you die, you face judgment. Judgment! I wish the church will tell us, not during our funerals. I don't understand why they wait for us to die. And then they begin to quote those scriptures. You know, when we live for the Lord. When you die, we die for the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to. But the dead person can't hear you. And the moment the person dies, we don't preach to that person anymore. But to TNE, we don't tell that person anything. That book is closed. And then we sing all kinds of songs. It's okay. Sabri. I don't think so. He then becomes your judge. We'll be more attained. There is no shame for people to strip naked. Naked! You won't believe. I was watching a documentary, and the documentary said, you know, African has the best and enriched culture, T.O. culture, no? Enriched culture. And then I asked, what is their culture? They went to the next phase of the documentary, and the documentary was twinkling. No twinkling. At Topanebro of Dean Ambojido. Yep. And these people started. People's mothers. Omobe that form in the documentary. And come and see the show. It started. And this one wants to show that I am the best. This one wants to show I am the best. This is the last days because we have replaced the holy sacrifice. And we have replaced it with the abomination of desolations. We have replaced. Therefore, we will bring all kinds of madness to the house of God, to the altar of God. And there is nothing wrong with it. It really amazed me yesterday when we read that particular scripture in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse number 4. He said, if anybody comes to you and preach another Jesus which we have not preached, and preach another spirit which you have not received, and preach another gospel. Hey, I was amazed and thrilled that there is another Jesus, there is another spirit, and there is another gospel. Another Jesus, another Holy Ghost. A chiwadia, a bomino, a baby ura krumkumbia. It is a never did the aptenasses. See, I'm not meeting a dunk ransom. Mummitian someone, a dunk the words of eternal life that can save your soul. The Bible says the engrafted word of God is able to. And now people are not addicts of the word of God anymore. They are not addicts of prayer. They are not addicts and lovers of Jesus Christ. They are not addicts and lovers of the Spirit and the presence of God. They are not addicts and lovers of the anointing and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They don't want it anymore. The people do not want the grace of God that can elevate and lift them and bless them. Something that brings revival, the stirring of the Holy Spirit. We don't want it anymore. Pastor, pray for me. Prophet, pray for me. I need direction. I need deliverance. We are sick as a church, sick as a nation, and sick and mad as a generation. I'm telling you, and this night, I'm calling you back to your first love. Repent and come back to life. I don't know who I'm talking to. You can clap those hands and give God a shout of praise. Tonight, we talk to the wise. We are declaring to the wise. Obia, where your pajumen tien ye pastor, and I tree, yeah, cut down quansam. Words of eternal life. Words that can bring you life. Jesus said the other day, the words that I've spoken to you have sanctified, consecrated you. And someone may catch him into Amamo Huefi. Isn't it amazing? You know, the word has power to bring even the outflow and the outpouring of the Spirit of the living God. The word of God has power to open marital doors. The word of God has power to open the heavens. The word of God has power to bring favor. The word of God has power to lay a table before your enemy. enemies. I'm telling you, the word of God has power to elevate the stone the builders have rejected and make it the chief cornerstone. The word of God has power. The word has eternal life in it. I'm talking to somebody right now. Somebody give him a shout of praise. The word has power to do altar. As I bring my message to the pivotal point, I want to tell everybody in this place, don't be a church goer. Don't be a church goer. And yeah, sorry, Connie. Clap those hands. It's a good place to clap. Don't just be a church goer. Jesus is coming again. The Bible said his reward is with him to give to every man according to their works. Maranatha, he is coming again. Yeah, we don't see that word I just mentioned, Maranatha. It is one of the most scarce words in church. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. Yemaso, I want to talk to you, people of God. Maranatha, Yeshubu, that song. It's a lovely song. Maranatha, Maranatha, Maranatha.
Yes, bro.
You're ready, bro. Sing out, come on. Maranatha, Maranatha. Come on. Maranatha. Hey, I wish I can tell this generation. It is going to vanish and burn out. I'm telling you, the judge shall appear from the skies. The whole world, no matter where they are upon the earth, they shall see him. It's going to be an amazing day. I look forward to the coming of Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, I'm telling you. The thing is that he is coming, but are you prepared? Are we prepared? I'm talking about words of eternal life. Words of eternal life. The church have gone mad. We are following all kinds of the abomination of desolations have come to the house of looking at home. You know, Matthew chapter 24. Let's read the verse number 15.
It is a moon at your dear bomb. I know
a true idea about my no.
I will do for Daniel Kai. You know.
Take your time and let's work. Everything is passing away. Isn't it shocking that the church preach every day but they don't talk about it? Shocking that your pastors don't talk about it. The sad thing, let one pastor die. Oh, I feel you want to see your baby. Now you know. I'm telling you the heart of God. Hey, I'm going to warn you. Whatever sinful habit you are in tonight, repent, forsake. Wouldn't you mean more, Samuel? Repent, confess, forsake. I'm telling you something, that if you are in any habit, sinful, sitting here, watching me, anybody watching us right now, any sinful habit, character, conduct, attitude, I'm telling you, repent, confess, and forsake. Kanejai. When I am traveling and I'm coming home, I call my wife. First thing, get my hot water ready. Second thing, what did you cook for me? It is in the night. So definitely, I believe he called his wife. Hey, baby girl, I'm on my way. You know, get a, you know, so it's too late. So get my Horlicks ready. Or, you know, something hot, you know, after a cold or a warm bath. You know, get it ready. And get your sleep suit also ready. Get a good lingerie. I want to touch you, kiss you, whatever, and all that. I don't... Sana, I want you. More call heaven till you don't have fun. Oh. You know, and the guy said all the nice things. Can you just imagine? The next morning, the wife waited and waited, the husband didn't come. Hey! In Ira Hosanine. Hi, my God. And then the news twinkles in. It trickles in, and then the news says that your husband passed on early dawn this morning in a tragic fatal accident at Apam Junction. He is now at Winnipeg Government Hospital mortuary. Hey! Oh, bro! I'm coming home. Never got home. 40 something, he is gone. Tianya! And by now, he has faced the judgment of God. Judgment have been passed. If you don't have Jesus Christ as Lord and personal Savior, I'm telling you, it does not matter how good you were. Hell straight. Anybody who does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ is going to hell. Anybody. Let me give good examples. For example, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah did very wonderful for Africa and Ghanaian politics and governance. But if he does not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, I can guarantee you now that he is in hell. Tianye! Ediembreguo. What a waste. What a waste that will be. That after all this stress, you die and go to hell. I'm talking to the wise tonight. You better hear the revelation of what we are here. Will you? King Abaddon, me here. English. Let's hear the
when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet,
read.
Stand in the holy place. Whoso read it, let him understand.
Now, where? Second view.
When ye therefore
we
shall
are
see,
reading Matthew chapter 24 verse 15.
Yes. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation,
read.
Spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso read it, let him understand.
The desolation of
abomination
is going to come to the holy place. Something that is abominable is going to come to the holy place. Something that nobody should go close is detestable. It's going to come. We are not inviting it. It will come to the holy place. We are going to see adulterous women in the church. We are going to see wicked men in the church. We are going to see wicked blood-sucking people in our pulpits. This is how the end time is going to be. The pulpiteers are going to use the blood of the parishioners for sacrifices. It's going to happen in this end time. They will use your blood to build a big church, a big name, buy an aircraft. They will use you for sacrifice. It didn't matter too for me. Say, Pastor Papa. Nako. Pastor Papa! And so in front of the phone him, and I'm sorry, be an enemy. I'm sorry, never do you go inside. I'm sorry, them in church, in clerical, two schnapps, a comfort have changed. They are regular. Even Satan is turning himself into an angel of light. The abomination of desolation shall be in the holy place. Will you know, let's go to the book of Daniel, because he has already quoted Daniel this morning. I quoted that particular scripture on radio. Daniel chapter 11, verse number 10.
Verse 31
of Daniel chapter number 11. Words of eternal life. I'm speaking words of eternal life. Peter asked the Lord, and he confirmed by answering, you have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and know that thou art a holy God. Your God is not a carnal and, you know, a fleshly and ungodly God. I'm talking about the holiness of God, the purity of God, the sanctity, the righteousness, the pristinity of the God you serve. The Bible said, as he is holy, so ye be holy. Then said the body of Christ, Christ has suffered. A woman, yet when no cleaning Yamia Junior, the more you preach about the Christ, the more anointing is released. The more we sing about Jesus, the more power is released. The more we talk about the Christ, the more presence of God is released. And that is why when we took him out of the pulpit, even the pulpiteers right now are sick with strokes, with high blood pressure, with diabetes, with glaucoma, with all kinds of infirmity, because we have replaced the daily sacrifices with the abomination of desolation. And ladies and gentlemen, when we take the Christ out of our worship, when we take the Christ out of our singing, and we take the Christ out of our praises, when we take the Christ out of our convocation and our gathering and our congregation, when we take Jesus Christ out of the equation, we are going to find ourselves in catastrophic events. I'm telling you, let's go back to Jesus. Let's come back to Jesus. Let's come back to Jesus. Let's connect back to, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Somebody come back to Jesus. I preach and people ask stupid questions like, why is he shouting? Because you are dumb and you are deaf and you cannot hear. And I am screaming, telling your dead ears to wake up, that Christ will shine for you. Ladies and gentlemen, glory to Christ. And now the more bonnie munsusunye and munsusuni bonnie. And I'm on crocro, woman chichon, woman do bonnie no home. As long as you are not caught, it's fine. You know, so, and all that. Young crocro, we would drop it like a bomb upon Tia. Oh, we're telling the people of God, arise and shine, for your light has come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. The time for holiness has come. The time for purity has come. The time for righteousness has come. The time to arise and shine in the fear of God has come. The time has come. The time to fear and honor and reverence God again has come. Tianye, we are telling the heart of God words of eternal life. You do baby, me kunti mi dunya mia samwa, because me timiti di hom preacher saba ubi angenyansa simbia. As ma me kai ubi, because that is too harsh. That is the truth. E kai se machila. Kristo no onuni nyansa. We in the free moi, and some again I am Garcia. I'm telling you, the Christ is wisdom. We looking at your mommy,
Daniel chapter 11:31.
You know, let me quote Proverbs chapter 8.
Romans, Proverbs chapter
8,
verse 13.
Right, you know, Romans. Proverbs 8,
13.
Can come in to
a radishro and a bonnet time.
A radishro and a bonnet time. Kind to us.
A watch ray. A hand time. Or come money. Near contour to some amount.
When you are messy, where you are dear.
And a mitchery.
A switch.
Yes, sir.
When you are met. Or where you are dear. Or china. Mecca, a chihuahua dear. Do a winyamichi. 10 abominations that God hates. 10. And you may do any of them. You may do any of them. 10 things that God hates. You may do any of them. You may do any of I was more using you now. Ubi to be crowned to any of my horse. I don't know the amount of yes, a fida and fans and they can obey that. Oh, my coaches can do it, baby. As well, bar a comb fichida and for home can they will obey it. Wow, come and your royal home men come home me goom. He that created you and breathed the breath of life into you and you became a living being. How come you don't fear him? Huh? And it's what kind of Isaiah chapter 1. There's a revelation. He said that in verse number 2. He said, Hear, O Israel. Okay, you be all. Osumuntia. As I sing also, everything I mean was a man, when you were bombisuko, a film wound and young with the wound at Titidaka, and so many men, or some woman, mamma, who can a year, a cough from our kind verse number three, no MM in Tibra, there's some
Nancy Mira,
and she would
have film in Mira, the
woman in the wound.
That is right here.
Now, my dear,
oh, Nim,
you Nim,
my Nintia, see. Oh, am I the boy for?
You need to say I am the boy for.
Oh my, oh yeah, when I saw the
Andrew. King can't tell me little.
Am I for? Am I
your first
for? Am I pro?
Oh my, ne ma ya pro.
What you ready?
Eje ready.
What bu Israel kunku ni nani mtia?
Ya bu Israel kruji ni nani mtia?
What son wanechi?
Ya son yechi. Tianiyo. Ya bu Israel kruji ni nani mtia? Eni nyama sempa said yeyeke iniho. You be blessed. You are going to Germany. The Lord will give you double prosperity. Imponi. Mo double prosperity. Hey, yewurate. Mo double prosperity na mo de fro tro tro. Mo me me wan mo. What the double prosperity fro pro tro tro. Tianye! God will never cast his precious rubies to the dogs. The holy things will never be cast to the dogs. The children's bread will never be cast to the dogs. And so God is going to look for people who fear him, who eschew evil, to honor them with the holy things. The word cleanses you. Munyare. Now what you ye jare? Jare na what you ye jare? Jare we radiasim. By the word of God, which has been spoken to us, we are cleansed. Tianye. You know when I look at, you know, the people. When I saw yesterday's scripture, it really terrified me. Another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. No wonder they can say things like once saved, forever saved. Another gospel. Another gospel. Hey, it doesn't matter what you do. Once the Lord has saved you, you are saved. Amali. You are lying. What do you mean, man? Because we have not repented. Will you read Romans chapter 6 verse 1 in English? Let's hear God's word. And then let's take the ministration to the heights. And then in 10 minutes I'm done. Let's start the ministration. And the grace of God, it will be a portion. 8 o'clock exactly. The service is closed. King Ahomem, tell that yes.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Shall we continue in sin?
He is asking a question. Shall we continue to sin?
That grace may abound.
That grace may abound.
God forbid.
He is using the word God forbid. God forbid. Because if we continue, we will lose the grace. The grace will be lost. Somebody say you cannot fall from the grace. Really? For all have sinned and has done what? Thank you. They have disdained and, you know, disrespected the presence of God and the holy things of God. Now we don't have virgins in church anymore. Virgins are all vanished, to the point that if we take this gospel to our Sunday school teenagers, you will be shocked that 80% of our teenagers are not virgins. You will be amazed, though. Maybe I'm catching up. 80%. I know JHS 1 at Cape Coast are prostitutes. JHS 1. They don't even have breasts. They are already bare zebra. Without breast, this thing, you need breast. At least, you need breast. On Thursday, I will be talking to you about the dynamics of breast. You know what I can do for myself? On Thursday, I will be telling you how God expects the marriage bed to be kept undefiled. And when it's kept undefiled, they said, my worry sister, God expects something from me to her. Because I'm working for God, I cannot fulfill that obligation. When that happens, even that can take me to hell. Think of verse 15 in you. Isaiah 1:15. Can I tell you that there's a if you all can Isaiah 1:15 when you can go read verse 20 or say na mumma mamma and sasu na mumma and paya dorswa may you many him tamako.
But Monsieur Papa,
Sia Papa,
Monsieur Chatin, Tiny,
or Cassie Munyaram, or kind of
Munyaran, no Munyaram,
ye jarre, Nayatreya home.
Munyam, Nenia, Bonnie, and Freeman,
yeah, your bonnet to some masturbation, Trumutrum, and your bonnet. You won't believe that on the 8th of May, Rastafari for Wagana Henna's Omoya demonstration, Abdenya, Omo Persia, G. Re, a tomb. In this country, I'm in town was Shelly. W-E-E. Danger. Obi na akwa ko twitwa pem fo no. Danger ya na onum ekoda ewire. Omo pese ye ma wo mo kwan. Na omo dem pese mpese. E si ji. Hey, Rasta for mama boss for me ni mu de beji na mi. Tianiye! Nan ka mi bu mo pa! Krofo ya kra mi so munyai o. Krofo ya ko ma ka se mi so munyai munyai. Aman for de me krofo. Ni o mo ana na e wo wo ghettos. Ye de asem pa no e be ba ho. We will take the gospel to the ghettos, preach to them and all that, so leave the Rastafarians. I feel the re mo pese mo she na mo ma o meyi bodam ha me de mo ba come prayer topic on bi wi am de ma come preach on Rastafari Muntia. We no ha. Mube tima demonstrate ya shepo. Ya nyintu muda. You can bend the sea. It will never happen. We will never be legalized in this country. You can bend the entire sea. Feja tum. Neshe. Insi. Ubiti meshian wujina. Eh, what they go on. Seke they go on. Oh yes, seke. That is what they go on. Tianye! Nanan nukure pa yin timinka nukure. Enyami wangwa. They are bold. Ne ya dianka. Yen penny fuin na wobi ya wunu wye u changwa. And can grow fuin ya kuku dru. And kasa yen yin tum. Adi mo shiwa kukuem. It mo shiwa kukuem dia. Munyintum nyan shini openly. Mwamu shui. Rosi for kaho. Soja for kaho. Immigration for muni mubi. Ubi tumi ho hu aya si we ye wi. We are dene hunu ye. We shi an kabe dene hunu se ye wi. Tiani ye. Mushi bi. Kenya mi ajo ya chelo. Unti, unti ye sese. And then the picture pieces of her body, mutated body of an 8 months pregnant. When somebody is pregnant, they are precious. They are carrying a treasure. Those people, you treat them like queens. But damn fly because of we grow ya. Etu chweni peyokuna. Oko America. I'm say sisters of the cross. You say sisters of it. Minim ni pe shiwi says our Catholic sisters. Mami panifu obe konu a chichiri ne bunch. Esi kwabrani ano we niche microphone. Roman sister, no reason, and oh, yeah, what begin altar. So, Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. So, I pray, and enough, Mama Isaiah, and funny, dear Mekaho, Jeremiah, and funny, dear, because you are on your way already to hell. Tell so, Mary, pray for us. Mary, and pray in you, baby, yeah, because I'm telling you, sister, for Munum, we. Never me, any me wanwa. A sister for no more father for no. Sister flow. The bitch chill it no idea. Manchester, son. Upa acquaintance in a Google. Sisters of BB. Sisters of the cross or sisters of the one. Sisters! What do you gentlemen hear? I catch it up. Brafu, sir. One can we ya can you for? Get Kerisi come up. Yet the bone in the dear and came mama. Has she we a mama be a say? I would ask her for his other vision. I was one time washing it. One time washing it. Because prosy for a chip. We in the moon, no more, you to me, boss cutter. Yeah, chimo. I beca, there be a boss cutter. Whoa, I know, mama. Your boss cutter near chip. Where are the more called good test and no police station? America for months that in chili sisters, no. Can't so much from Canada. We mind here telling you the heart of God. The whole nation of Canada is a we accepted and acclaimed certified nation. When they legalized cannabis, within 2 weeks, there was a shortage in the whole of Canada. She is in the scriptures. King Ahomam into Isaiah. Chapter 33, verse 12. We were Babu. W.E. No one am sure I see a shay yet. Titty for no woman's shay. Almost shay my Yahoo about Mokoko. Almost shay, and I was shay a kanka see a seven. Because when you pass with you know our cast were brought the bar. Where's Madame for your making? You know what they did? What you come on me and I found to Dokunu Gunche. Ebani bakbele Isaiah 33:12 means righteous substance like cocaine, like heroin, and like tramadol. South Africa for no friend is Sambonani. Sambonani means welcome. Are you all right? Saubona. We welcome you with Ntampe. Enkase. No idea about na di etuyawano. Mama come for you. Let's hear we in brofo. A rasta free. A persia de ye. A fina abodam for bed doors. Ya wa sorry no matwai. Oh, I know more than grant up here. Who wants to fly? Because someone don't want himself more fly.
And the people shall be as the burnings of lime. As stones cut up, shall they be burned in the fire.
Oh yeah, as stones cut. You need a tongs. Ayakate. Kitten kitten ye the fire tiano. Nakwabrane. As he legalize. Just as they talked about abortion. Abortion pa or bad down near the second Urana say near Chakola near Tunepi Nimuja Pramo blood oozes out of her legs. This is what goes on. And Kaya Keris Kamapa and I see your mama by the Abetomo. You people, we paid your bride price. Now you have become on uniform kukuru. Like my said, Dotty Ariwa, Nantia Kenisika, and then Nipa, one more church, can it? You will be in Chimpanam and then they give birth to children before you marry them. It was never done. Now there are no marriages. People don't like marriage, they like cohabitation. They cohabit. I live with this girl. I have two kids with her. We are not married. And we find nothing wrong with it. Because we've lost words of eternal life. The Christ himself. My time is up, Willie. King Kai,
Lamentation chapter 4 verse 2. Sion mama aomboye ding. Awa disi kama pa kari won.
Kariska nangye di abetomo ko.
Isi sen obu won.
Sisay. Edi ebu mu se. Enyune fwa yuwe yi.
Esrason krama mpoti chi won nufu.
Esrason krama. Wachi chi won nufu se won ma emra minum.
Mima eba ba adeno.
Mima eba ba adia. Adoni sa diye.
Utrimodin fo.
Utrimodin fo.
Sisay esrason so hori.
Adani ya trimodin fo. Jere ni adia kura yenyune ho. Ye trimodin. Tiye liye. Esresun sohori is the ostrich. Ostriches will step on their own babies and kill it. They have finished giving birth and put the baby in a polythene bag and throw the baby away. And when they finish, they come and sit in church. David that is why you are not seeing the glory of God. But Matthew 15, Daniel chapter 11, verse 31.
Daniel chapter 11, verse 31.
Read the word of God.
No, they are strapped for Bessie Ho.
Or they are strapped for a Bessie Ho.
No, a good crumb crumb be an air by no hoofy.
Daniel! Crumb crumb beer. A son Daniel Bana will be good hoofy. Will be good hoofy. Read it.
No, are you down for the end of ho?
You be you down for the end of ho?
No, they are chewed there, bomb man.
What is the end of the baby seen at night?
Chewed
there. A bomb man. What the baby be seen at night? Now, what children are me, I do my baby, children were near my, and yet a chewed there. A bomb man. It's my culture, I said, and you may do. I will not meet you. Damia Chiwadia, do. Amia Duma Wachina, Minuba Kamwas. Willie, I am going to ask you to read Daniel chapter 12. The same similar word. Oh, King Kahomi and Chiwadia.
Chapter 12, verse 10.
Din samone abonifo ne ye wuru de wunya wuru he wo mu be din samone samone pa ni pa bidi abonifo e be din samone wuli kinga ba
na abonifo nyina re hu nase
abonifo e be koso na wo mo nte ase
na madwuma na beti ase
madwuma ma be tratra ha na dwumo na ba haburu se wo beti ase
ne fibre obey da for de na wo de atiwa de ba o manasi ho no ye.
We can bro of the same scripture. Read the same scripture. Daniel chapter number 11, verse 31, and then read Daniel chapter 12, verse number 2. Nina King Kambo Radiasa, Emi and Tibia, Yehua Semino, Epes Edifa. Read the word.
31. An arm shall stand on his part.
Read.
And they shall pollute the sanctuary of
Shem. They will pollute. I have here, he didn't miss the words. They will pollute the temple, the sanctuary
of strength.
Of strength.
And shall take away the daily sacrifice.
So you see, the sanctuary is a place of strength. A place to renew our strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. It comes from the Hebrew word chalaf. They will renew their strength. They re-energize, re-overhaul, a total makeover of strength. They renew their strength. They mount up with wings as eagles. They run and they are not weary. They walk and they are not faint.
And they shall take the place, the abomination that make it desolate.
They will take the place of holy things. They will take the holy sacraments and obligation and replace it with the abomination of desolation. King 12, chapter 12.
Many shall be purified.
Many shall be purified.
And made white.
And made white.
And tried.
Two.
But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand.
And none of the wicked shall understand.
But the wise shall
understand. But the wise shall understand.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abominations that make it desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days.
Tonight we need a rededication of our hearts to the Lord. Wherever we have drifted and backslided to, come back to Jesus. Wherever thou backsliding, come back to the Lord. I came here, you actually Psalm 4, Jeremiah chapter 3, 14. What do you think?
Imagine Psalm 4.
Actually Psalm 4.
Monsanimra.
Monsanimra.
Everybody assembly.
Everybody assembly.
Na minimura.
Me. Minimura.
Na me famo.
Me famo.
Grobe. Na busunye biere mubanu. Na me demu abasyon. Na me amu mashefu wa sedi abakuma pe.
Na wadi ni mdiyeni unumu.
Ayene mo.
Kain brofere mi yeti. Kain brofere.
Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 14. Turn, O backsliding children, saith the Lord, for I am married unto you.
What children?
Backsliding children.
Backsliding children?
Yes, sir.
He is speaking to the Christians. The church! Backsliding children, come back to Jesus. Stand to your feet. Doesn't matter what you're going through.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.